The World This Week, Politics.
In the first round of Brazil's presidential election, Jair Bolsonaro, the populist incumbent, did better than expected. He had been trailing Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, a leftist ex-president, by double digits in the polls for months, but on the night, he was only 5 points behind. The two candidates now head to a runoff on October 30th. Mr. Bolsonaro, a fan of Donald Trump, falsely suggests that the election is likely to be rigged and may not accept the result if he loses. Germany's €200 billion, that's $197 billion energy aid package, fueled fury in Europe. Some politicians said that by going it alone, Germany had undermined a common approach to dealing with the energy crunch. The European Commission said it was committed to avoiding harmful subsidy races in the single market. The inaugural meeting of the European political community took place in Prague. Leaders from the 27 member states of the EU and 17 other European countries, including Britain, Switzerland, Turkey and, by video link, Ukraine, gathered to discuss security and economic issues. The forum was proposed by Emmanuel Macron, the President of France, as a means of forging pan-European unity on a number of issues. Denmark called an early election for November 1st. The country faces soaring energy bills and is nervous about Russian aggression after two gas pipelines were sabotaged in nearby waters. Also, Mette Frederiksen, the Prime Minister, has come under pressure for having illegally ordered a cull of mink in 2020, believing it would help stop the spread of COVID-19. After ravaging Cuba, Hurricane Ian swept through Florida, killing 120 people. That was the highest storm death toll in the state since 1935. Britain's Conservative government plunged in the polls after markets punished its plans for unfunded tax cuts. A month after taking office, Liz Truss, the Prime Minister, is more unpopular than Boris Johnson, her predecessor, ever was. Kwasi Kwarteng, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, dropped plans to abolish the 45% top rate of tax. The Tories bickered over welfare cuts and other policies. Standard & Poor's and Fitch put Britain's credit rating on a negative outlook. Thailand's Constitutional Court ruled that Prayut Chan-o-cha, the Prime Minister, had not exceeded the Constitution's 8-year term limit and could stay in power. Mr. Prayut had been suspended from office by the court in August while it heard an opposition party petition arguing that his time was up.